Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Laptop from Hell Hunter Biden, Big Tech, and the Dirty Secrets the President Tried to Hide is a political expose and investigative journalism book by Miranda Devine. Built around reporting on material allegedly recovered from Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop, the book argues that the device contained evidence of family influence peddling, questionable foreign business relationships, and personal behavior that had public consequences during the 2020 presidential campaign. It also frames the laptop story as a case study in how major media outlets, social platforms, and former intelligence figures handled or suppressed the reporting once it emerged. The book is less a balanced biography than a partisan, document-driven account that seeks to connect private conduct, political power, and information control. Its purpose is to persuade readers that the laptop story mattered not only as a scandal about one family, but also as a warning about censorship, elite coordination, and the fragility of public accountability in a highly polarized media environment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the laptop as the book's central source of evidence. Devine structures the book around the claim that Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop contained a large archive of mails, tech, photographs, and recordings that illuminate his business and personal life. This choice matters because it gives the book an evidentiary frame rather than a purely speculative one. Instead of relying mainly on secondhand political commentary, the narrative presents the laptop as primary source material that can be examined for patterns of conduct and possible ties between family relationships and commercial dealings. That approach is central to the book's persuasive strategy. If the material is authentic, then the scandal is not merely rumor, but a documentary record with political implications. At the same time, this method also shapes the book's style, which often reads like a synthesis of evidence and commentary, rather than a conventional story with a single dramatic arc. The laptop is therefore both the subject and the structure of the book. Secondly, influence peddling and the overlap between family ties and foreign business. One of the book's main arguments is that the Biden family name functioned as leverage in business relationships involving foreign actors, particularly in China and Ukraine. Devine presents Hunter Biden as someone whose access to powerful people and institutions helped create opportunities that were not available on ordinary market terms. The broader implication is that political families can convert proximity to office into private gain without leaving an easy paper trail, especially when transactions are routed through partners, intermediaries, and opaque corporate structures. The book uses this theme to question whether Joe Biden's repeated public denials of involvement are credible in light of the material described. Even when the book focuses on Hunter rather than the president directly, it treats the son's deals as inseparable from the father's political identity. This is what gives the subject its public weight. The concern is not simply misconduct by a troubled individual, but the possibility that family connections created a shadow economy around public office. Thirdly, big tech and media suppression as part of the story itself. The book does not treat the laptop reporting as a separate issue from the contents of the laptop. Instead, it argues that the response to the story became part of the scandal. Devine describes a coordinated pattern in which social media platforms restricted the New York Post story. Mainstream outlets hesitated to verify it, and public figures suggested the reporting should be dismissed or treated as disinformation. This emphasis turns the book into a critique of information gatekeeping in the digital age. Its argument is not only that important allegations were underreported, but that the infrastructure of modern communication can shape electoral reality by deciding what citizens see in time to judge it. The book therefore links content and censorship. The alleged evidence on the laptop is important, but so is the institutional reaction to it. That dual focus helps explain why the book appeals to readers concerned about platform power, journalistic independence, and the vulnerability of democratic debate to elite filtering. Fourthly, the 2020 election as the political frame for the controversy. A defining feature of the book is its insistence that timing mattered. The laptop emerged shortly before the 2020 presidential election, and Devine treats that moment as politically decisive because it placed potentially damaging information about a candidate's family just as voting was nearing. The book argues that the combination of timing and suppression made the story more consequential than a typical tabloid scandal. In this framing, the issue is not only whether the contents were embarrassing or incriminating, but whether voters were deprived of information that could have influenced their assessment of Joe Biden. That makes the book part political narrative and part argument about electoral integrity. It suggests that modern campaigns are not shaped only by policy debates or advertisements, but by what media ecosystems allow to circulate under deadline pressure. The election context also explains the book's urgency. Since Devine presents the laptop as a missed opportunity for public scrutiny rather than a retrospective curiosity, Lastly, a polemical investigative style that prioritizes documentation over balance. The book's method is one of its defining characteristics. Divine writes in a highly argumentative mode, using documentation and excerpts to build a case while offering sharp interpretive commentary about corruption, hypocrisy, and institutional failure. This style gives the book force and immediacy, but it also explains some of the criticism it has received for repetition and narrow focus. Readers looking for detached political analysis may find that the book is more prosecutorial than exploratory, because its purpose is to substantiate a conclusion rather than weigh competing interpretations in equal depth. That is important to understanding the book. As a genre piece, it belongs to the tradition of scandal exposé, where persuasion and evidence gathering matter more than neutrality. For supportive readers, that directness is a strength because it refuses to soften the claims. For critical readers, it can seem one-sided. Either way, the style reinforces the book's central identity as a forceful intervention in an ongoing political and media controversy, rather than a detached historical study. In conclusion, Laptop from Hell is best suited for readers interested in political scandal, media criticism, and the mechanics of information warfare in a presidential election year. It will appeal most to people who want an assertive, document-centered argument about the Hunter Biden laptop controversy and its implications for Joe Biden, big tech, and the press. From an intellectual standpoint, the book offers a focused example of how investigative claims are built from digital evidence, how narrative framing can affect public perception, and how institutional decisions shape what voters know. Its practical value lies less in balanced political synthesis than in exposing the methods and stakes of modern political communication. Compared with similar books in the exposé category, it stands out for treating media suppression as part of the scandal itself, not just a side issue. That makes it distinctive within contemporary political nonfiction. It is both a corruption narrative and an argument about censorship, timing, and electoral visibility. Readers should approach it as a polemical investigative work with a clear point of view rather than a neutral account. But within that frame, it is sharply targeted and highly consequential. If you would like to support Miranda Devine, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.